So you are seeking that Ward 3 seat. Tell me why that is and why you think you'd make a good counselor.
Well, I've been involved in a number of volunteer positions in the municipality for the last 2 or 3 years, and sort of gotten a more close appreciation of the importance of local government. And so I sort of see some of the stuff that's going on currently in the municipality, and think I could be a positive influence and a positive addition to our current council. So I'm hoping that I can run through this election, make connections with the people in South Crosby, get to know what their concerns are, and be a positive advocate for them at the council table.
Do you have any history previously with municipal government at all, or is this your first run at council?
No, this is my first run at council. I've been a part of the Rideau Lakes Public Library Board since 2023, as well as the Rideau Lakes Municipal Heritage Advisory Committee. So I've been in and around some of the local issues going on in the township for a number of years. I grew up in Rideau Lakes in the South Elmsley area, and I've always had an interest in politics and the goings on of our local community. But this is my first time kind of dipping my toe into the political side of things. So,
and if you were elected, what would be some of your priorities? And I mean, it'd be a fast term, about 18 months, give or take. What would be mm-hmm. some of your priorities in that short time span?
Well, my main goals when I'm looking at running this election is I want to be able to facilitate some cooperation. I want to actively listen to those who are in my constituency, as well as other councillors, to see what we can do to sort of achieve positive results for the community. I believe in being consistent and making informed decisions, based on some open conversations and being fair to all the different parties involved. Overall, I really want to serve, what's the common good of the township. So, putting the needs of the people in our community first and advocating for the universal public services that'll improve their material conditions for them and for myself and everyone else. I want to see us invest wisely in our public services, including infrastructure that will benefit us in the short and in the long term. And overall, I really want to be an advocate for our residents and to be a voice for their concerns, any other questions and priorities, and making sure local government's working for them.
It's a divided council right now. Everybody knows it. That's how this seat became open. What do you make of the divide, and how would you help address the issues that are going on right now?
Well, I have a positive relationship with pretty much every member of this current council. And I hope that I can be a positive facilitator, who can help build some bridges during the remainder of this term. I mean, I'm going to have my opinions, and I'm going to have my values that are going to guide me when I'm making, if I'm at this council table, I'm making decisions. But I believe that can be done in a way that seeks to, again, be more of a facilitator than a divider. Is kind of what my approach is going to be. I want to be able to, utilize those positive relationships I currently have, and be able to see where we can work together to make something positive happen over the next 18 months. I mean, a lot of what's happened in the last 2.5 years is some of it's water under the bridge. Some of it is ongoing. As I took part in the as a member of the public sitting in the audience in yesterday's MSC meeting. And it was, a lot of those, the issues around, the moving forward with the Chantry rehabilitation, as well as the discussion around strong mayor powers, is really fueling a lot of that divide on council right now. And again, I can, I see myself as being someone who can kind of come in and be able to take on, both sides of that issue, and be able to bring my own perspective in a way that is respectful and can hopefully reach some kind of a positive outcome. It's wishful thinking maybe to some degree, but that's my hope. That's what I hope to be able to do.
And what do you think the number one issue in the township is right now?
The biggest issue on the table is going to be the Chantry renovation. I mean, we're looking at about a $4.5 million infrastructure project. I think that's at the forefront of a lot of people's minds in terms of their questions about it. There's been some limited public consultation on it, which in conversations I've had with constituents, they are concerned about. As of yesterday, it is now going to tender, so we'll see what the actual price is going to be. Some of the concerns that I've heard regarding this project, I think a lot of people are majority of people that I've talked to are 100% on board with there needs to be something done. The township staff deserve a better place to work. This is an older facility that was retrofitted 25 years ago from an old public works garage. It's lived its life. It's done its time, and I think it's time that staff need something new. However, I believe on this issue, we need to be looking at the longer term vision for the municipality. So this kind of public expenditure is going to requires us to think in the long term. What are we going to need in 10, 15, 25, 50 years? And is this the right project? Is the right location for this? I have my concerns about that, and I'd love to see those be able to be addressed in a more public way that really hasn't taken place yet. We'll see what happens. Right now, it's gone to tender. It's very likely this is going to move forward, but it's a big contentious issue in the municipality.
Okay, before I let you go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that I haven't touched on?
I look forward to a lively race. I think there's four of us right now that are going to be taking part in this election. I'll be getting out into the community over the next 6 weeks, knocking on as many doors as I can. I look forward to having great conversations with everyone in South Crosby. And if people want to reach out to me, they can reach me at my email address or at my phone number. Again, that's posted on the township website. I'm open to any kind of questions, whatever concerns people have. I'm available and look forward to hearing what they have to say.